This week's sermon featured the finale of the six-week series about meeting Jesus again. Reverend Henry's sermon focused on Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, which reads, "Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, 'The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed. Nor will they say, "Look, here it is," or "There it is." For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." Simply put, it is not obvious what is the kingdom of God. No one's going to point you in a direction or paint a picture for you. Instead, determining what is the kingdom of God can be very subjective, and it can reveal itself to us in many ways, period. I personally found myself thinking of two very recent experiences in my life that revealed the kingdom of God at work. One was a vacation to Costa Rica to visit family. During that trip, we spent a lot of time in nature, either hiking through rainforests, walking on the beach, swimming in the ocean. At various times, I was able to stop and reflect about the beauty that was all around. The sounds of birds and insects and monkeys in the trees. The calming noise of the waves. Watching many fishermen stand on the beach or the rocks and one by one catching fish that was all provided by God's bounty. It was easy to observe what was in eyesight and within earshot and be amazed at all that God has provided his people. Shortly before that trip, I lost a good friend from college to cancer. At age 43, I consider myself relatively young, and he left behind his wife and three children. It was a very frustrating experience as a Christian to understand our place in God's kingdom, knowing that our life on earth and our time here is fragile and fleeting. But in talking to friends and reminiscing about our time spent together in participating in the funeral services and seeing just how many lives were impacted by my friend, I was reminded that God shows himself in a myriad of ways. And in this instance, I chose to see how connected we all are through the people we know and the experiences we share. So as we think about the words of Luke, that the kingdom of God is among us, take some time to reflect in good times and bad to see where the kingdom of God is in your life.